Hello and welcome to this installment of the EMS Authors Podcast series brought to you by Jones & Bartlett Learning. My name is Bill Kimball. What follows is the previously recorded interview with Clay Richmond while in the exhibit hall at EMS Today 2012 in Baltimore, Maryland. Clay Richmond is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Special Events Medical Services, a private special event EMS company that he founded in 1997. Special Events Medical Services provides EMS services for an average of 700 events per year and has serviced such events as the 2000 and 2005 Maryland Gubernatorial Inauguration, the Maryland Hunt Cup, numerous U.S. Naval Academy events, and the 2009 U.S. Presidential Inauguration. Clay began his career in EMS in 1991 as an EMT basic, then rapidly progressed to become a paramedic. In 1993, he joined the Baltimore City Fire Department, where he worked for Medic 7, the busiest paramedic unit in the country at that time. Clay also instructed paramedic courses during these years, as well as teaching rescue technician and counterterrorism courses. In 2000, he was named a Young Business Person to Watch, and in 2007 was named in Top 40 Under 40, a top business person under the age of 40. Clay also volunteers with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation in his spare time.
Thanks for joining us today, Clay.
No problem at all.
Can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
No problem. My name is Clay Richmond. I'm the author of the book Special Events Medical Services. I'm also the owner of the company Special Events Medical Services. We do about 1,100 events a year in the Mid-Atlantic region. I've been a paramedic for 22 years, and I spent the last 18 years specializing in event medicine.
Can you tell us what some new developments in managing EMS at large scale or special events are?
Well, we have some pretty exciting stuff. Since the book has been published, we've continued our research and our development of our technique and the way we approach special events, and we're really championing two new things. One's called use of force multipliers, which we're following the military model, and that simply means for EMS providers and us at special events means we have to learn how to do more with less without it all affecting the quality. Matter of fact, improving the quality of the care we deliver. And as a side note to that, one of the main ways we do that is through what we call information management. Now, information management events is something we all do already, but no one's ever called our attention to and said, hey, you know what you're doing? Like, no, what are you doing? You're doing information management. So what we're doing is we're now looking at information management. We're breaking it down. We're trying to figure out a systematic way to improve it so we can, one, do it more efficiently, and two, improve outcomes of our patients, the people who get involved in the EMS system when we're conducting it.
Great. Thank you. So building off that last question, what can we expect to see in the future regarding special events EMS?
Well, there's a couple things. With Jones & Bartlett, you expect to see probably another year and a half, 2 years, a second edition of the book coming out, which we will go in-depth into what we call our new force multiplier theory and our information technology theory. We're also developing a software package that will help any agency, anybody deploy for a special event. It includes a pre-planning module, includes a management module at the event, also includes an information management module. With the software we also develop, first, we always encourage people to go get the book first, because the book is the starting line. It's a starting point. Like, you know, you can't become a paramedic in an ENT. You can't really go into advanced event medicine until you start at the basic level. So we encourage people to go to Jones & Bartlett and get the book Special Event Medical Service. Take the online training there and, you know, get your continuing education. And if you want more and you're looking for more, there's always SimsNation.com, which we'll launch in May. And what SimsNation.com is, it's a supplemental website that has online training, online information for the community to help us better prepare and deploy and offer services to special events and mass gatherings around the world.
And finally, how could someone incorporate special events in their EMS training?
Well, you know, I just finished giving a lecture upstairs, and this is pretty much the point of what's going on everywhere. It's almost to the point where you can't not incorporate what we're talking about into your event response. When what I mean by that is, if you look around the country right now, we're in a tight budgetary. Budgets are just tight; they really are. And gone are the days where, you know, there was no limit on our spending and just go ahead and roll out whatever. What we have to do now, once again, even beyond force multiplier, is we have to systematically start looking at how we're spending our resources, how we're using our resources at special events. Because what's happening now, somebody's got to pay for it. The government's not just freely picking up the tab anymore, and the private sector's not freely picking up the tab anymore. Everybody wants value for their dollar. So what you have to do now is start employing things that we've been pioneering for the last 18 years to help you better and more efficiently deployed for special events. Not only does it cut down on your resources you're using, the cost of a special event, it also improves the outcome, it also improves the care that you're providing at special events. You know, I don't mean to sound arrogant, but it's almost getting to the point now where you can't not employ these things. You know, I get calls from around the world. People are calling it by name now, the Sims method, and I kind of like that. And they're asking me questions like, from the Sims method point of view, how would you deploy for X, Y, and Z? And this is what it's coming to.
Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure.
Well, that concludes this episode of the EMS Authors Podcast series. You are listening to the previously recorded interview with Clay Richmond, author of Special Events Medical Services, while in the exhibit hall at EMS Today 2012 in Baltimore, Maryland. To learn more about this text or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/special-events. That's go.jblearning.com/special-events. Jones & Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional assessment and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones & Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.